It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County is enacting tighter coronavirus restrictions as cases continue to soar. Here's CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Just last month, Mesa County received a variance allowing up to 500 people to meet indoors. Now that's scaled back, way back, to 25 people. The limit for outdoor gatherings is 75. Personal gatherings are capped at 10 people from no more than two households. Mesa County Public Health says these restrictions came at the state's direction after several weeks of high case numbers. This week, the county's test positivity rate also topped 5% for the first time since it had its first cases in March. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Fewer people are experiencing homelessness in El Paso County than last year. Here's KRCC's Elena Rivera.
Community health partnerships, along with Pikes Peak Continuum of Care, identified more than 1,300 people experiencing homelessness during the annual count. That's slightly less than 2019's numbers, which counted more than 1,500 people. The point-in-time count is a once-a-year measurement that's a snapshot of people both in shelters and outside. The metric helps organizations apply for federal funding for services, but it's also a small percentage of the over 7,000 people who accessed housing support in the county over the past year. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The recent snowstorm brought needed moisture to Colorado. It helped calm wildfires and kept the state's record drought from getting worse. But state climatologist Russell Schumacher says a single storm won't help much with conditions this dry.
Those sorts of precipitation amounts don't put that big of a dent into the big deficits we built up through the summer. We need a lot more storms like this to really get out of the drought situation.
The U.S. Drought Monitor shows that 75% of the state is in extreme drought, with nearly 22% in exceptional drought, the most severe drought category. There's not much rain or snow in the weather forecast for at least the next few days. It's staying sunny today and into next week. Temperatures will be close to 70 around Denver this afternoon, 60s in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, mountain highs in the 50s today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.